This episode of It's Personal is brought to you by Pennsylvania Adult and Teen Challenge, bringing wholeness to the hopeless. Hi there, I'm Toni Reese, and welcome to It's Personal. And today I have Jamie Mondesir with me, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Associate Director, Long-Term Program of Pennsylvania Adult and Teen Challenge.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you very much for coming
to the program today.
Yeah.
So we're going to tell your story today, but we're going to start with the positive, right? That's where we want to start.
Yeah.
So if you were to tell me what your life looks like today, what does great look like for you now?
Yeah. So great to me is waking up every day and putting one foot in front of the other, being the mother that God has called me to be, being the wife that He's called me to be, being the leader and being the servant and giving back to those who are still suffering.
Have you come to that reckoning easily?
I have not. No, I've went through many trials and many obstacles throughout my time to get where I am today, and I believe it's made me who I am today.
Can you help me and our audience understand that journey if we go back in time a little bit?
Yeah.
When did it turn for you?
So I grew up in a very dysfunctional and chaotic household. My mother was an active addiction most of my life. Growing up, I seen a lot of things that a young child shouldn't see, which I believe altered my decision making as I got older. Around the age of 18, my mother died from a heroin overdose in my arms, which was a catalyst for me to continue partying and doing my own thing and kind of rebelling. And it wasn't until about 5 years later that I chose to get my life back on track. So I have many hurts and many things that have caused me to make the decisions that I made.
When you go back to that very dark time, and it was, and I'm very sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
And when your mother passed, and she was in addiction for a long time?
Most of my life.
Most of your life, okay.
Yeah.
But you were not in addiction yourself at that time,
no,
correct?
I was not. No, not until about the age of 18, around the same time as her. Yes, I was.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it was 5 years after she passed that you became addiction?
No, during that time.
Okay, so, I want to make sure that's clear.
So most people will say that when a tragic situation happens, that caused them to get the help that they needed. For me, that wasn't the case. So the tragic situation happened, but it took me 5 years after that to decide to get my life together. So I used the grief of my mother, I used all that I'd been through as a catalyst to continue making bad decisions. That was my crutch for a very long time.
What do you think the hardest life lessons were for you?
Wow, there's so many. I mean, just learning to have to fight on my own and do things for myself, and coming to the realization that I'm not in control of everything. So I would say everything together. I mean, that's such a broad question for me. I think everything that I've went through caused that.
So people that are watching this show today, when you said everything you had to fight for, and things were not, I would imagine, the way you obviously wanted them to be, okay, what did you have to fight for? What was it that you thought would come easier, but you ended up having to fight for it?
Opportunity, the life that I grew up in, the things that I had to witness as a child, which no child should ever have to witness. I just had to, things did not come easy to me, for my family, for my sister, for I. My family couldn't pay for college. The house that I grew up in wasn't, you know, we didn't have dinner as a family every night where things were great, where that those things did happen, but my mother oftentimes wasn't there, or something occurred, or her lifestyle came before any of that. So learning to do things on our own was a big part of who I am.
I would imagine fighting for joy also became a fight.
Yeah, because it wasn't consistent. So there were times of joy. We had great vacations. We had a great life in some sense. But there was days that I'd come home from school and I didn't know what I was walking into. Would my mother be home? If she was home, would she be intoxicated? Who would be in the house? So you just never, it was very inconsistent. You never knew what you were walking into. So I constantly had to have my guard up.
Did you feel like you had to hide?
I didn't know who I was, so yes, in a sense, I did have to hide. I became whoever you wanted me to be. I was a chameleon because I didn't know myself, and it wasn't until I got my life on track and I gave my life to Jesus that I figured out who I was.
What became the turning point for you?
When my family was ready to give up on me. that was a turning point to me, because I did not want to lose them. So I knew that I was tired. I knew that I needed help. I didn't know how. My family did, so I had to surrender to them at first before I could do anything else, because I needed their help.
Can you help me understand, when they were ready to give up on you, what does that mean?
They didn't want me living at home anymore. They didn't want to, they were tired of helping me, because they've helped me and then I lie and I would, you know, all types of things would happen. They were tired of being hurt. So to protect themselves, they had to cut all ties with me. And I knew that if that happened, I don't know where I would be, because my family was my biggest support.
So you were hanging on to them and they were about to let go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Even though my actions didn't show it, because I was treating them the way that I was and lying and not doing the things that I should have, but deep down inside, I knew that I needed them, especially my sister, who was a huge impact.
So then what steps did you take to get better?
I went to Pennsylvania Adult and Teen Challenge in 2013 mm-hmm. in Philadelphia.
And was that a long road for you?
It was a long road. It was about 12 months. But I knew that I needed the help, and I knew that I was tired, and I knew that I was ready to get my life on track. And by the time the 12 months was up, I was, you know, that time didn't feel so long anymore. I mean, it's only a small piece of your life for the rest of it, so.
When you describe the experience that you had growing up and how tragic, you know, and hard it is, and you have to find ways to, you know, feel good mm-hmm. and experience that joy and be happy, do you today own that happiness and own that joy? Do you fight for that?
Absolutely, yeah, because there's some days that I still struggle, some days, and I'm sure many people just like yourself go mm-hmm. through this, there's some days that I don't feel like getting up and going to work. There's days where I don't feel like waking up at 3 a.m. with my son, but I do it because I know where I've been and I know where I could be, and I'm just grateful and thankful for the life that I have.
So when you don't feel that way, I think this is really, really important.
Yeah.
You're going to still have bad days.
Yeah, and that's okay. It's right. okay to have bad days. But okay. you don't have to run back to what you used to do. There's other outlets. You know, there's many other outlets that people can turn to.
Can you help me understand what those might be?
Sure. Some people, you know, like to exercise, going to church, serving, giving back, just simply communicating. So mm-hmm. I communicate a lot with my husband, with other family members, about how I'm feeling, with my coworkers. My coworkers and I have a very good relationship, I would say outside of the normal range that most people do where they go to work, which I can talk with them and I can share with them what I'm going through, because they have been through it. And if they haven't been through it themselves, they have a family member who's been through it. So they know where I'm coming from.
Do you find yourself with a higher sense of empathy?
Absolutely.
Do you put that into practice then?
Absolutely.
You know, I've talked to a lot of people that have had a similar path, and it seems to me that there's a superpower that has to happen. It might take a couple of forms, but one form that I think it takes that's very, very important is resilience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, do people speak about that? I mean, you have to be resilient
to be.
In order to bounce back and mm-hmm. bounce back and mm-hmm. bounce back. Mm-hmm. And that is someone's superpower.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so how do you feel that, I would imagine it's exhausting at times to keep bouncing back.
Yeah.
But then how does it feel when you move forward? What does that feel like?
Yeah, it's empowering very much. I think that my resilience has made me who I am. All that I've been through has made me who I am, and it strengthens me every day.
Tell me who you are now.
Yeah, I am a strong, confident woman who's a wife, who's a mother, who's a believer in Jesus Christ, who has a passion and a purpose today. And I wake up every day with a purpose, and I end that day with a purpose. You know, nothing, I don't take anything for granted. I don't take my days for granted. And I make sure that I make a difference every day. It may be something minute to others who see it, but that individual may feel it.
Hmm. Do people let you know that you're doing that for them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And what about, you have a son, did you say?
I do. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of legacy are you going to pass to your son with the lessons that you've learned with your life?
I want him to know that people make mistakes, and that's okay. And you can pick yourself back up. And it happens. People change. I believe that, honestly, deep down with everything that I am, that people do change. And I hope that he will forever see that. And I hope one day I can share my story with him, so that if he ever struggles, he'll know that he can change. People can change.
And he will also have the superpower of resilience and forgiveness.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are so brave, and thank you so very much for doing this. Not only talking about your struggles, but getting to where you are today, that great that you described, and what's possible for you now going forward?
Anything is possible.
Isn't that an amazing statement?
It is, yes.
I want you to say that again.
Yeah, anything is possible.
And you believe that in your gut?
I do believe that in my gut.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Thank you so very much for sharing your story today.
Thank you.
Thank you.